Good morning, everyone. Let's pray, and we'll begin with the Lord's Supper again. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your instruction. Lord, help us to become mighty people in you, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, it's easy to be to be mighty in the Lord. All it takes is love and communion, which is worship. When you go in the Lord's presence, you learn so many things. That's the highest form of encouragement, because you're in his presence. And you're at a point where you can receive whatever it is the Holy Spirit wants to share with you. And never underestimate what he can do in your life, because you need him and he needs you. Because of the covenant, the earth lease, the Lord can't just come in the earth realm and do something unless he do it through his people. And somebody was talking on one of the networks this week how the darkness is already cursed, but they need more light. And the enemy tries to keep us from providing them with more light. What we learn from the Lord and the way we live in him provides more light. And the disciples didn't always understand what Jesus was doing. Mm-hmm. And at the Last Supper, when they would, that supper reminded them of their relationship with him and the things that he would say. And in verse 34, he says, and this is just after the Lord's Supper, he said,
I just walked in. What chapter?
St. John chapter 13.
St. John 13:34.
And this is Jesus speaking. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall men know that ye are my disciples, mm-hmm. if ye have love one to another. And that's very important. The heart of God, his love runs so deep. In his presence, I would notice that love. And when people were hard to love, I was motivated to love them. Mm-hmm. And that's when they need you the most.
Amen.
That's when your light shines the brightest. And we need his love. We need his love, and we need to share his love. And all the things that he says, the word of God is the knowledge of love. When we live that word, we are communicating. In Genesis chapter 1, when the Lord moved upon the waters on the deep, and he said, let there be light, the suns were off. No stars were shining. Mm-hmm. When he said, let there be light,
they weren't even there.
Yeah, and everybody in the universe could see the glory of God.
Ain't that something?
And there was no light. He said, let there be light. What was he doing? He was communicating. All of his actions are communicated, is communication. Just as all of our action is also communication. Mm-hmm. It's unspoken communication that people can understand. So when you love consistently and you do things the way the Lord does things, then you're representing him to the world. It wouldn't have taken but 10 men to keep Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities from being destroyed. Mm-hmm. 10 men could have set a new pace. But darkness thrives where there's no light. And when the main thing Jesus said, let your light shine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make it shine. It'll do that on its own.
Amen.
Now the salt part, you have to do something. But the light, you don't. That's a done deal.
What give us light? The word.
The salvation, yes. The word of God, living the word, yes. of God, and our relationship with,
said
with
the
Lord.
The entrance of the word,
mm-hmm.
gives light.
Yeah.
If you let that word enter into you, it'll come out as light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're letting shine. That's what you've gotten on the inside.
And 1 John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word became flesh. He is the light of the world. And the way he do things, it provides understanding. Mm-hmm. We're going to skip over to chapter 14. Last time we read on down to, I think, verse
14.
Yeah, St. John chapter 14. We made it down to verse 24. And then we skipped over to 16, but I'm going to pick up what we made it to last time. Verse 24, well, verse 23, Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Mm-hmm. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Mm-hmm. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you.
So you can hear it both ways. You can hear it from him. If you don't receive him, you're going to hear it from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hear it both ways, one way or the other. Well, that, you know, you talk, I'd rather hear from Jesus than the Father.
Yeah. 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 And through him, the Father can also speak. And the Holy Spirit is God. So whatever, when he speaks to you, you'll know it. And through Christ, he can. You believe on Jesus, you can have a long conversation with the Father. I don't treasure nothing on this earth more than my relationship with the Lord.
That's good.
And that comes first. If without him, I can't do the ministry. I can't live. I can't. It's a lot of things I can't do. But in him, I can do all things.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And that's what the Lord has been wanting the church to get back to. This is what if the church was here, he would solve so many problems. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's lack of knowledge is not necessary now because we have the separation is over. Jesus ended it. We can, at our free will, communicate with the Father. At any time, any day, if you wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, mm-hmm. if that happened to me, I just start praying. And I pray all night when I'm working. If I don't have to use my mind to do what I'm doing, I'm talking to the Father. Mm-hmm. I listen to the Word, and when I hear those, sometimes I hear things he wanted me to hear, and the Holy Spirit will alert me to it. And the recording's still playing, but I'm asking the Lord what caught my attention, and then he's communing with me on what I just heard, and he teaches me things that I need to know, and then I'll go back and listen to it again and keep going. I do that all the time. I'm blessed to have a job where they don't care. As long as I fix those raggedy cars and machines, they don't care what I do. And
they allow you to play the Word of God there too?
Huh?
Do they allow you to play the Word?
Yeah, they don't care.
Amen, brother.
Sometimes when my headset run out of juice, I just put the speaker in and keep right on going. Don't nobody care. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine.
Listening all the time,
yeah,
to the Word. Okay.
A friend of mine, his name is Sid Culpepper. He goes to Gardendale First Baptist Church. And we both like David Jeremiah. And he found out that David Jeremiah had an app. So he put the app on his phone and he listened to David Jeremiah all day. And then he put it on my phone. I can listen to him too sometime. And but the information's out there. Kenneth Copeland has a site. Rhema has a site with all, you can listen to Kenneth Hagin. One time I went through a dry spell. I got so discouraged because people wouldn't listen to the things the Lord had me telling them. I didn't study as much. And Dr. Mace, he would always be talking about studying the Word again. For about four Sundays in a row, he was talking about getting in the Word. And I said, I'm ready for him to teach something. I'm just going to start studying. And I started studying, and he went on with something else. And I started studying like I used to. And one day, I put in a Charles Capps tape. And time I did, the Lord started speaking just like he used to. And I said, I'll never go through that again. So I just picked up the pace in studying the Word. You can't let what's out there bother, interfere with what goes on inside.
That's good.
Well, the people,
repeat that again.
You can't let what goes out on out there in the wide world interfere with what the Lord is doing in you.
Okay, the relationship.
The relationship.
Okay.
And I'll never let that relationship go dry again. You know, that was back in 98, and I went through that season. You know, you give pastors words, and they read it, they'd be amazed at it, but they would keep doing it. And they never, you know, instead of going and trusting the Lord with their ministry, that's what they would have been doing if they would have followed him. I knew that the Lord would show you what to do, show you his plan, reveal it to you, and then he'll get you to a point where you could receive it and act on it, and then the whole thing will change. And without the Lord doing, without him building the house, it's just not going to be built. And I knew this. And sometimes I would see people die that's very young, and they weren't supposed to die. They could have lived. And I saw a lot of things go on that shouldn't have happened, and it became discouraging. And so I backed off, and I was wrong. I repented and started back. You go through things. So what you have to do, this, and ever since then, I hadn't done it. I stayed with the Word of God. I stay going and, you know, continue to go in his presence, because that's where I'm strong.
All right.
All right. So everything that he was telling them that night, and they forget it, and they couldn't hold on to it yet. Verse 24 says, "He that loveth me keepeth; he that loveth me not keeps not my sayings."
Apostle, why they couldn't hold on to it?
They didn't have the Holy Spirit yet.
Well,
they had him, but
yeah.
The Word of God is like a charge, and when you're charged with the Word, one scripture says, "Now you're clean because of the Word." The world discharges, and they were in the world,
yes,
steadily being discharged, and they could only learn when Jesus was near them. But now the Holy Spirit comes. If they woke up in the night and Jesus wasn't there, they didn't have nobody to talk to, unless they would pray to the Father. But you know, they probably didn't do that yet.
They were just all into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be the greatest? Who's gonna sit here? Mm-hmm. Who's gonna be next to?
Yeah,
I mean.
Because he just gave them a foot washing example, how to love each other. And continue, he said, "He that loveth me not keeps not my sayings. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And then they got discouraged because he's leaving. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Don't be troubled by what's out there. Don't be afraid of it.
So what you just read, that we can allow our heart not to be, it depends on our choices we make,
mm-hmm,
whether our heart be troubled or not.
Yeah.
He said, let not your heart
don't
be
let
troubled.
It be, because it's a choice.
Don't tell you to do something that you can't do, mm-hmm, that he hadn't given you. So it's a choice whether,
yeah,
you want to trouble heart or not.
Yeah. I chose to back off the word back then. That was a choice. Uh-huh. I wasn't supposed to do that.
That brings on a troubled heart, too.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with fear. Mm-hmm. If you fear something, you chose to fear. If you love somebody, even if they're hard to love, you chose to love them. We choose. And we have the power to do it. Especially after salvation. I was around some guys that really helped me understand some foundational facts. He said, a guy named Chris Lucas, he was an Italian guy. He came out of a Catholic background, but he went to the Church of the Nazarene, and the Lord really used him to stabilize me, to help me get a good root in him. He had been filled with the Holy Ghost, and as I was studying the Word, he'd tell me about where I was studying. You know, he'd tell me more facts than if I told him what I read, he'd tell me more about it. But one thing he said, "Thurston, now that you're saved, Christians don't have to sin. The sin nature has been broken. And he explained it, how your heart is made new. Christians sin if they want to, if they choose to. He said, all you have to do is resist it and you won't sin. He said, but if you choose to, you can. Just don't choose to. And he said, the enemy is going to try to attack. He's going to try to get you back in the world. He said, he'll throw women at you. He'll try to make you angry, problems, whatever it takes. He's going to try to get you back in the world. And when it happened, I was able to laugh about it because he was right. And everything that he said, I saw it for what it was. And I knew it was just the enemy, so I resisted it. But those two cult men, they told everybody about Jesus, and about 20 guys got saved over about a 2-year period. And we came to the Lord, and we listened to the music all day because WDJC was playing music that young people like. And it was a good time to be there. I hated the job, but I was so glad to meet the Lord. I got saved at work. Mm-hmm. So. But the comforter comes to help us. That's why it's so important not to ask. It's so important to not let your questions go unanswered. If you have a question about anything, take it to the Lord. There are no dumb questions to the Holy Spirit. And he wants to, and that's what it's going to take to put you over.
Amen.
Because once you have a foundational understanding, it's easy to make the right choice.
Amen.
Because he gave us power to do it. Okay, we'll pick up with peace next week.
Amen.
Let's see, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Everybody have the communion.
Uh-oh. Where's my marker? Well, my pen came out. Okay.
Blessed and pray over food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go to the scripture.
Yeah. Dear Lord, I thank you for this communion. I thank you for every time we take communion, every time we commune with you, it helps us to grow stronger and bolder and more fearless. Lord, this week I pray that you'll do mighty works in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you for this communion. I thank you that you blessed it, in Jesus' name. Verse 24 of Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians 11, it reads, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Every healing you need, the Lord's body was broken to meet that need. Being a man made in God's image, we have the ability to be long-suffering, to cope with things, to adjust to things. But to honor God, it's better to receive the healing even if you tolerated the ailment,
yes,
because he provided it for us.
Yes.
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
And with the blood, he saved us. This means that he healed us before he saved us. And in salvation, he uses healing to alert the world, mm-hmm, that he still saved.
Can I add to this, Apostle? Jesus looked at sin and sickness the same way.
Wow.
He looked at it the same way because it comes from the same enemy.
Yeah.
He looked at sin just like he looked at sickness. He looked, mm-hmm, at it the same way.
Yeah.
You don't want to tolerate with it. You, mm-hmm, want it to go because it's sin.
Yeah.
It's not
too,
that you have sinned,
mm-hmm,
but it can't, huh?
He looks at poverty the same way too, right?
He look at poverty,
mm-hmm,
sin, sick, all that the same, mm-hmm, way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And it come from the same enemy.
Same enemy.
Because a lot of people he healed, he said, your sin be forgiven.
Yeah.
And the man and the leader said, how can he forgive sin? He said, what is easy to say? Sick be healed or sin be forgiven. We all come from the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good analogy.
It is. Yep. Sometimes I pray for myself just because he healed me. Mm-hmm. Things, some things don't really bother me, but I say, no, Jesus paid for it. I want the healing from me.
Because it's already paid for.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Apostle.
And other things, too.
It's already paid for, so just give.
If you need something, ask for it. He already provided. I'll close this out in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for new understanding, new grace, new blessings, all in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, brother.